Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and it is December 16th, 2019. We are close to the solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere, winter solstice. And it's also the end of the year for my show, and actually the end of my radio show, at least for now. And so today we're talking about how endings are always beginnings, and I'd like to summarize for you what I've tried to talk about over the last 2.5 years of my radio show and give you an idea of some of the things that are coming next. But first, as we do in all of my shows and in all of my Facebook Lives, let's get grounded and balanced with the crystal Fallon, the citrine Lemurian quartz. So imagine that you're connecting to this rare crystal, a rare crystal on its own, and also a rare power crystal. And you're connecting the way your intuition works most strongly. You're seeing, feeling, hearing, or just knowing that you're connected with this energy. And as you breathe in, imagine you're breathing in healthy, positive energy, and as you exhale, you're just releasing everything that's been holding you back, whatever that is. And if you take your attention now to the top of your head, imagine mind, body, and spirit coming together and helping you clear your energy for this hour with me. And so as you breathe down from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, imagine just letting go of the cares of the day and everything that you're thinking about, and giving this time to yourself and to the community that Om Times has created for us. So breathing down from the top of your head, down your face, your shoulders, chest, hips, knees, and feet, the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Just feel that rush of energy that is Fallon and is you clearing out all the blocks. And now as you're moving up from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head, imagine welcoming that gold light that is Fallon, boosting you up and helping you become your best self and stay that way, which is our challenge in the world today. Moving up from your feet, past your knees, hips, chest, shoulders, face, and the top of your head. So as I celebrate here, being with the Om Times community for the last 2.5 years, it's sad to say farewell, that this is my last show, but that's how things go sometimes. And I just have become overwhelmed, and it's time for me to back up and do some other things. I have loved doing the show, and I have loved the comments from people who've enjoyed listening and who welcome new and different and sometimes challenging viewpoints on the world around us, all in service of deepening our love and our connections to our conscious evolving planet. And I would also like to publicly thank Christopher Buck, who produces Om Times Radio, and Leonie Buck, who runs Om Times Magazine and all the social media. And as a team, they are amazing people, and I'm so grateful to have met them and have become friends with them. And together we are going to be offering new things moving up. But I have enjoyed being part of the Om Times community. But it's time for me to do some other things. But As I wrap up today, I would like to leave you with some ideas, some thoughts for you to think about, some new ways of thinking and living in the world. And I came to the way I live in the world through really hard times. I've had a really hard life, and you know, I thought as I got older it would get easier. And in fact, it has not. I want to share some things that I have learned through cooperating with other beings on our planet and the universe, following on all of the ideas and thoughts that I've shared in the past. And I also have something coming up in January that I hope a lot of listeners will be interested in, an online mentoring group where I'm going to be there and help you learn to tap your intuition so that it is a normal part of your day and so that you too can experience all of the amazing things that the world is for us, and experience it and live it and really use that information to not only be your best, but to give your best to the world around you. And more on that in a bit, but first I'd like to summarize some of the main things that I'm so passionate about in the world. And the first of that would be the importance of the human-animal bond. And here I'd like to say, to share something that my beloved Cavalier King Charles Spaniel Murphy Brown said to me on January 28th, 2017. Almost 5 years after she had died. She said, "Thank you, Mother, for the deep soul work you do that helps them see us." I know that makes me very emotional, but it also, excuse me, describes the work that I have tried to do in my own small way in the world. And that I hope all of you will take to heart, whether you live with animals as I do, or know them as you walk about the neighborhood, or if you take your direction in connecting with all life around us to your home and office. Thank you, Mother, for the deep soul work you do that helps them see us. You know, it was really a profound statement because years and years ago, when I first met that soul that has been through in my dogs throughout my entire life, when I first met that dog years and years ago, I had no idea she was a reincarnation. I had no idea of any of the things that I have come to know and understand over the years of paying attention, of working to be the best that I could be in the world, falling down and picking myself up over and over again. Murphy saying that to me reminded me that I'm not a voice crying in the wilderness, that we can grow and change in the world. And one of the ways we must grow and change is how we relate to the animals in our lives. Now, there are people out there, animal communicators, teachers, and so on, who will try to sell you on this idea that animals are our teachers and our gurus, and that the only way we survive in the world is if they teach us something. I personally find that viewpoint abusive and self-serving, and it also limits our relationship with our animal families. They are souls in the bodies they've chosen to do their work in for that lifetime, just as we are human and our souls have chosen to be human to do the work we have chosen for this lifetime. Do we teach each other? Do we learn things from each other? Do we grow our souls together? Of course we do as family members. But relying on animals to heal us, to teach us, to be our gurus, to teach us soul lessons, is no different than teaching than making them commodities and servants that we have done in the past. And I urge you to move away from that viewpoint, to look at your animals as beings that have soul purpose of their own, and that you can use your family to grow together. We need to see them this way. We need to see all life as equals to us rather than us being superior to them or they being somehow superior to us and beings that have come to heal us and nurture us. We need to start looking at the world as a collaboration of equals. This is a concept that I call planetary connection. I'll get into it more here in the course of the show today. But I hope that if there's one thing you take away from the show today and you have animals, that you understand that the family relationship is this incredible dynamic. It is something that we have learned up to, that we have grown into over the course of thousands of years of living with animals. And now perhaps it's the most challenging relationship of all, because it requires us to let go of religion and culture and all of the things that teach us that humans are superior, that we're caretakers and guardians. And look at the dogs and cats and horses in our lives. Look at the wild animals around us and realize that each one of them is doing their best in that particular body to grow their soul and to learn and to contribute to the evolution and well-being of our conscious planet. And that for reasons of science and religion and culture, we humans have cut ourselves off from the last few hundred years. Our animals have jobs to do. And some of them, like my animals, have jobs that are so stunning that they don't even know that they exist. And asking them to teach us and heal us when they're off doing their own thing is not right, people. And I hope that you study this and think about it and internalize it and really learn to respect and live with your animals as equals. Along with that, I will urge you to do all the research you need to do to keep your animal families healthy. Murphy, my beloved first cavalier, suffered because I listened to a veterinarian who wanted to vaccinate her to doomsday. I also listened to people who said that we needed to spay and neuter our kids when they're babies because we're not responsible enough to monitor them for reproductive purposes, and because they weren't smart enough in their science to know what the hell was going on. As a result, over the last 40-some years of altering animals as babies, we have contributed to an epidemic of cancer, of arthritis, of behavioral issues, of incontinence, of obesity, of all of the horrible things that we wouldn't wish on anybody, out of a misguided notion that we have a pet overpopulation problem here in the United States and in Canada, which we do not. What we have is a group of animals that have been surrendered to shelters because their people didn't train them or care for them, or something came up and they had to release them. Please pay attention to the real science out there. You can Google it anywhere on the internet and you will see and hear from responsible veterinarians who are telling you not to over-vaccinate, to feed healthy whole food, not to spay or neuter babies, to take your female dogs through at least 2 heat cycles, and to know that there's almost no reason to ever neuter a male dog. I'm fighting this issue right now in Seattle. I have an intact male Cavalier King Charles Spaniel that I insisted on. I bought from a breeder and who agreed with me and trusted that I was not going to take a really valuable dog and breed him. The irony of it is, I wouldn't have to work at all if I bred my dog every month. And that's the last thing that I would do to make money. So we are responsible people who are living with our animals. Do the research. Learn how to feed them. Learn how to vaccinate properly. And pay attention to that spay-neuter issue. I believe that we should shut down every shelter and rescue organization in this country that insists on altering an animal before they place it in a home. What they're telling you is that patriarchal society is alive and well and living in the shelter system, and that we're killing and injuring and maiming and making our animal families ill as a result. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. Please think again. And you can always contact me at my website, Robin Fritz, if you have a question about that. To be honest, I spent a large part of this year consoling people who have lost dogs to hemangiosarcoma. I can't even believe how many people come for that reason. And all of those dogs have been neutered early, and all of those dogs have had a higher risk of that deadly cancer because they were altered early. I'm in the forefront of the people trying to clean up that mess. Please don't do it to your animals. So let's move on to healing. What is healing? Well, energy healing has been with us since we've been human. It's in all of nature. I have animal family members who are powerful healers in their own right. So, and you think about taking a class like a Reiki class or natural touch healing or healing touch or whatever any of these various energy systems are. Realize that the energy systems that we create are created for us to, well, first of all, for the people who created them to make money, also for us to get our heads out of our way so that we can actually do hands-on healing. But you know what? You were born with natural, intuitive, and healing abilities, and it's as easy as putting hands on yourself and your loved ones and inviting healing energy to work with them. So complex healing systems are good to help you focus your brain. You know, people say, well, I don't like to do Reiki because of all the symbols. Well, the symbols in Reiki are Japanese symbols, right? And I said, well, Reiki is literally Japanese witchcraft, and it's great, right? And those symbols aren't magical. Their symbols are just there to help you create a focus on your healing system. That's it. That's all they're there for. So you can take an energy healing class like Reiki or some of these others so that you can learn a system that will help you focus and direct yourself. And that's great, but take all of those systems with a grain of salt and realize that you can tap into your own abilities by yourself. Hang on, we'll talk more about that after the break and also some other things that I want to leave you with.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, 'When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed.'" Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to Level 2 Answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth.
A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and today as I end my radio show, at least for now, I want to share some of the main things that I've talked about over the years so that you can continue to think about these ideas and see how they work for you in your own life. So about healing. Healing and intuition, these are abilities that we're born with. All of life is born with them. And we've lost track of them. We've lost touch with our own intuitive and healing abilities. And that has become so apparent to me in the past life regression work I do with clients. When you look back and see 300 years into the past, and you help a client talk to their soul in another lifetime, and that soul is walking down a dirt road, doesn't blink an eye at turning around and looking at itself 300, 400 years in the future and having a conversation, that's just mind-blowing to us, and it's normal everyday things to them. So what have we lost in all of that time? We become dominated by science, by religion, by culture, by what other people think. And you could say, well, Robin, even including what you think, it maybe. But I know that there are things that I have done in my life, steps that I have taken that have led me away from certain things and into others. And one of those led me away from religion. And certainly, even as a young girl, I questioned our culture when it was so apparent to me that I wasn't valued by anyone as much as I could have been if I'd been born male. I mean, that kind of crap just has to stop. So if we're talking about energy healing and then our intuition, energy healing is normal to us. Like I said, go ahead and take a Reiki class. I took a Reiki class as I was curious. I actually am a level Reiki 3 practitioner, which I could have gone the other way and become a level Reiki 3 master, whatever, but I wasn't interested in teaching somebody else's system. And I guess that's what I've done all of my life, is learn on my own, learn with the beings that I talk with every day, whatever they are, tree, my desk, my car, my home, my business, the land and sea around me, everything out there, you know, I can have a conversation with. Mount St. Helens, a volcano, or a very active volcano here in Washington State, has been a mentor and friend to me for over 10 years. Well, actually 15 or more years. And that's what I would like to see for all of us, that we recreate and reestablish this natural relationship with all life that really helps us understand that we are equals, that we're not superiors, that we're not in charge of things. And that's why I urge you to be cautious about some of the mindsets out there. One of them is that a particular energy healing system is the best and it's the only thing that's going to work. Well, it's not true. But if you want some discipline in your energy healing practice, explore them. I think Reiki is one of the simplest. There are some that friends have taken that have been 2 years worth of study that they rip their hair out over. That, like, shouldn't be that hard. It shouldn't be that involved. We humans make things too complicated. So there's a goddess who came into my life, and trust me, I didn't believe in gods and goddesses, and I literally said that to her. I said, like, who are you who has shown up here in my house? Because my home and my business are open to non-humans. That's part of what I signed up for in this lifetime, to act as the intermediary, I'd say ambassador, but really I'm the translator. I can stand in the doorway and tell you what other is saying and go back and forth so that both sides can learn to talk together, human and other. And anyway, this goddess shows up and she says, oh, like, I'm a goddess. And I'm like, oh, come on, honey. I don't believe in gods and goddesses. Would you like to try again? And being patient, she smiled at me and said, nevertheless, I am a goddess. You know, so talk about being slapped. But she's been with me since my first space clearing. And as it turns out, she's been with me since I was a child. I call her Connie. Her real name goes back to ancient Celtic myth, which got a little messed up in translation. But she taught me this simple technique of energy healing, and I offer it again to you as I have in all my Facebook lives and most of my radio shows. Just cross your hands on your heart and breathe into your palms of your hands. And that's a technique that's just helping you focus. And as you breathe into the palms of your hands, imagine that healthy energy is going there. And then you can hold your hands out to the world and let that energy go where it will. Clap your hands back on your heart again. Breathe into your heart. Let that energy go into you. It gets you grounded and balanced. It's a very simple technique. You can use it in the morning after you wake up. You can use it at night right before you go to sleep. You can use it at any time during the day when you need a boost of not just healing energy, but a boost to remember that the busyness of the world is one thing and the reality of our lives in connected mind, body, and spirit is something else again. So along with that idea of healing and along with the ideas of intuition, is my perpetual stand that quantum physics is bunk. And the reason I bring it up again is there's a scientist out there who calls the discoveries of what they call quantum physics being translated into metaphysical terms, quantum flapdoodle, which is like one of the favorite phrases I've ever heard and hope I never forget. I love that. Quantum flapdoodle, right? So the idea essentially in quantum physics is that we have become really too overbearing for our own good. And we have translated what we see into the world into terms that go along with our mindset. And this is where I think everything gets messed up. And so if you think that you as human are superior to all life and that you're in charge of things, then as a scientist would say, we observed an atom, and as a result of our observation, the atom moved. That therefore proves that quantum physics is the answer to the world. And everybody then leaps on the bandwagon and says, well, quantum physics tells us that we can heal ourselves by just telling ourselves to heal. I'm like, wow, back up, people, and start from what makes sense. Start from the right place. Because we are not in charge of the world. And what if in observing the atom moved because it was saying hello? Because it was saying, wow, finally they're paying attention to us and we can communicate. Completely upends everything you thought you knew about the planet, right? And yet that's the right way to look at it. Not because I say so, but because that's what I experienced in working with non-humans. And so I would invite you to learn to work with non-humans. It'll teach you a lot more about the world than quantum physics ever will, because it will teach you that everything out there has a soul, has consciousness, has a job to do, has a responsibility to do that job, and has a choice about doing that job, and definitely has opinions. When you start looking at the world that way, everything clicks into place. When I started this journey back into my intuitive self, I remembered that I was like this when I was a little girl. I was very smart, graduated at the top of my class all the time, and yet they kept having me retake all of the, what do you call those things? Oh, IQ tests or whatever, because I'd get in the middle of these tests and I'd start talking to a cloud. Come on, people. I had more important things to do than scribble little dots on the page. I had no idea I was any different than anybody else, even though my dad, who died in 1994, still says I'm the strangest child he ever knew and laughs when we talk with dead people, because I'm a medium because he asked me to be one. And when we talk with clients together, he still will say occasionally to the other clients, when they see what's living and existing at his way station for dead things on the other side, like, oh, no, this isn't me, this is my daughter. So I guess I was always like this, but now in terms of as an adult, consciously connecting with all life around me and just the fascination of hearing what a plant has to say, hearing what a volcano has to say, working with weather, you know, the thing that will save our planet? Hurricanes. Hurricanes are created to keep the weather balanced. People are talking about global warming. It's not global warming that we should be worried about. It's an ice age. Why? Because that's what the hurricanes are afraid of. That's what the hurricanes are working to do, to keep the Gulf Stream from slowing down, which would freeze a planet. And it's getting thicker and thicker, harder and harder to keep moving. So think about that. Think about our preconceptions. If we go from the standpoint that our observation of the atom causes the atom to move, we become arrogant and self-serving. If we think that the atom moved because it's trying to say hello to us, that keeps us humble and it keeps us really on what is actually happening, and it helps us appreciate the world and the universe for what it is out there. And that's where we make discoveries. That's where science can step in and make a difference in the world, a real difference in the world. And that's where we can save ourselves and the planet we live on. The planet can do fine without us, but think of what we could do together. And that starts with changing your mindset. I call this mindset planetary connection. And like I said, I didn't make it up. I just gave a name to it, and I describe it, and I talk about it. But I came to understand it from my many conversations with non-humans, from the ocean to lakes to rivers to all of the beings out there. And you can talk with them, too, if that's how your intuition works. But you can connect with other beings by simply saying hello and inviting them to have a conversation with you. That's not that hard, people. It's just kind of different. And I teach my intuition classes. I drag people around the neighborhood and have them talk to wind, you know, talk with the plants in the field. And you can see the lights going on. And we've got an entire world to have the lights go on before we do something really stupid and turn the lights off. So really, really start everything you look at, from your relations to your animals to intuition to healing to how it is you want to live in the world. Think about it in terms of mindset, because if you think we're in charge, you're literally starting from the wrong place. And that will not get you the answers that you need, that we all need, to grow into a world of peace and harmony with all life. Imagine what that would be like. Now, I know when people start learning to tap their intuition and really tap into it, they will come to this place where they'll sit at a stoplight and they'll thank the rain for coming, or say, what are you up to today? And people will say, well, why would I want to talk to the weather? And like, why wouldn't you? I mean, first of all, our lives used to depend on being able to know what the weather was going to do. And now in some cases, it still does. You drive into a storm without knowing. But having that easy relationship with a planet where we are one of many equals, that makes everything easier. It'll make your home life and your work life smoother, function better. It'll give you a boost of energy to get something new done. It will make a difference in your life. And that's what we want, right? We want our lives to go as easy as possible. We want to make a contribution to the world. We want to leave something to our children and our grandchildren. We want to be ancestors worth respecting. We do that by changing our mindset. So, intuition, you know, again, 100 years from now, I hope people will look back on this and go, oh my gosh, really? They had to teach themselves how to use their intuition? Yeah, we did, because we forgot, because we allowed our science and our religion and our culture to tell us that they were in charge instead of us. When we step into our power as equal citizens of the planet, we step into our intuitive abilities. And we don't need to be controlled by the patriarchy. We don't need to be controlled by anyone or anything beyond our simple respect and love for each other, regardless of the bodies that we take. That's a huge That's a huge, huge step. And it's one we're now needing to take. And that's actually one reason why I'm leaving this radio show to go in a different direction, to go into a regular mentoring program where I can help people really tap into their intuition as comfortably and easily as they should be able to. So let me give you an example. This is a very simple, simple example. But a couple weeks ago, I was at Costco and I was looking for panettone. Panettone is an Italian fruit bread. And they have it at Christmas time, and they always at Costco have these long rows of Christmas items, like all kinds of Christmas baskets, chocolates and nuts and panettone, cookies and panettone. Except this year, there was no panettone. I'm like, where is the panettone? And I was really getting frustrated. I was busy. I'd been running a lot of errands. Costco's huge. I was tired, and I was standing in the middle of the store, and I'm like, I guess I'm going to have to give up. I'm not going to be able to give panettone to people this year or to myself. And I'm like, where is the panettone? And I heard, go to the prescription department. I'm like, what? What would the panettone be doing in the prescription department? I thought, okay, well, that's a long ways away. But I also wanted to ask him about a product for my dog. So I went down to the prescription department. And as I was asking him about this product for my dog, which they no longer carried, I turned around and guess what? There was a panettone. And that's what using your intuition on a daily basis will do for you. It will give you the information that you're looking for as easily as anything else out there. And that's what we want, right? We want to be able to use our intuition correctly. Hang on, we're going to talk more about that after the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy, on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and let's just talk a little bit more about intuition. So, I get so frustrated when people say, oh, I've got my intuitive gift to share. And I'm like, no, you don't. Your intuition is a natural skill set. It's an ability we all have, and we're using it all day long. The problem is most of us are not using it correctly or regularly, and so we're not getting the information that we need to help us in our life. Intuition is a sense just like our other five senses. We all have it. You can develop it or not, and you can develop it more or less depending on your particular abilities, which is why I work as a professional intuitive, but I do not work as a car mechanic or a doctor or one of many other professions, because those are not my skill sets. Intuition is harder for people because we have not been listening to it, and also because it does work differently than our other five senses. I remember taking a cooking class a couple years back, and it was on how to taste, and I was so surprised to find that some people didn't like broccoli because it was really sour to them, and realizing how different people's taste buds were. And it's true, some people like salt, some people like sweet, some people, you know, like broccoli, whatever. But it's really just like your intuition. Your intuition may help you see things or hear things or feel things or know things or a combination of all of those, and that's how it works for me. But I'm surprised how people who even teach things like intuition or mediumship don't really quite understand how their intuition works. I just finished a long class that I took online about mediumship, and I loved the person teaching it, a real, real, real beautiful person, but literally did not know how intuition worked, and left a lot of people in the dark, which leads me to where I'm going to end today. But just think about it. Intuition is not a gift. My ability to help you look at your future or your present or clear your space or talk to your animals or talk to the dead, it is not a gift. It's a skill set I've developed because I wanted to, because my dad asked me to be a medium, because that's where I went. I've had a really hard life. I had a lot of serious health issues. My dog, Murphy Brown, my first Cavalier, had a lot of health issues. And one day I realized, wow, her health issues were a lot like mine, and this has to stop. And that's when I started delving into all kinds of things, from nutrition to supplements to energy healing to intuition. And that's how I started learning to talk with animals. And from there, relearning all of the stuff that I'd left behind in childhood. So I want you to be able to learn to use your intuition and to really make it mean something to you so that you actually are applying it to your daily life. You're using your intuition every day. You might not be pulling down the information that you need to make a decision for your life. And that's where learning and training with it comes in. So remember the story about Panettone that I just told, about how where the Panettone was at Costco, and I heard go to the prescription department, and there it was, which makes no sense to me, but there it was. Well, last summer I was finishing a long week of readings and client work, and I was pulling into the hardware store and to a parking spot, and I said, oh, I shouldn't park there. That guy in the Volvo is going to hit me. And I was like, oh, forget it. Just get over yourself. A guy in the Volvo is not going to hit me. Well, guess what? I now have a newly painted bumper because he did hit me because I did not listen to what my intuition told me. And you're going like, whoa, my intuition was literally looking forward about 10 minutes into the future and telling me that if I parked there, that guy was going to back into me, which he did. So, you know, we have to learn to listen to our intuition. And I still laugh about it because it didn't cost me anything. It cost him. And he was gracious enough to wait for me to come out of the store to tell me he'd backed into my car. But if I'd listened to my intuition, none of that would have happened in the first place. So we're going to talk about that more at the end of the show. So space clearing and rituals. I do a lot of space clearings, and I love them. They're time consuming. And the fun thing about it is I do not believe in signs and synchronicities, and sometimes they show up anyway. So last week, Thursday, I was going to do a space clearing for a young couple. It turned out to be two people that I absolutely adore. And every time I go to do a space clearing, I see a wild animal. So You know, one time I showed up at a house and I said that I see a wild animal. She goes, oh, what animal did you see for me? And I said, a bald eagle. And she goes, oh, my God, it's my spirit animal. I'm like, good. Okay. They hang out in my neighborhood. Come visit. So driving to the space clearing on Thursday, I look out on Puget Sound and there are orcas out on the sound. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're orcas. We all love orcas here. If you live here and you don't love orcas, please move away, because we love our orcas and even the transients who are slowly but surely replacing our resident orca pods. So I get to the house to do the space clearing. I explain that every time I go into space clearing, I see wild animals. And they said, what did you see for us today? And I said, orcas on Puget Sound. And I have never seen orcas before. Turns out they're environmentalists, and they work together at a firm where one of the things they're doing is working on how to create a sustainable habitat for orcas. Yeah, Rubin doesn't believe in signs and synchronicities, and sometimes they show up. So here's a sign for you. Clear your space at home and at work. Do it every month when you pay your bills. You don't need sage. God, sage is for poultry. You don't need any incense. You don't need candles. You don't need sea salt or crystals. But they're all great to use, especially sea salt. Sea salt is literally a clearing device that works to clear the energies of a space. So keep it moving. Replace it when it feels like it's time to replace it. But all of the tools, so-called tools that you use, like crystals and incense and whatever, those are all things for the people who are participating in the clearing and the space to be cleared itself, to know that something is happening here, that we are creating a ritual to help the space change. But my version of space clearing I call space cooperating, and I hope you carry this into your future, where you're clearing your space in cooperation with your space. In other words, you're meshing the needs and wants of the space with the people who are in it, right? So you negotiate change. So sometimes the houses are like, what is this person doing here? Or I want an old lady and a cat. I don't want a family. Or I'm lonely and I want somebody, you know, or they don't want to let go of their people. All of those, we negotiate change. This particular house was thrilled to have a family that was full of love and literally wanted to play with them. So it was a great day. So clear your spaces. Considered part of the idea of planetary connection. Your house, your home, is literally created to nurture and protect you. That soul that came into that home, that's its job for that lifetime. That's what it wanted to experience. So honor that soul. Pay attention to it. Let your intuition help you connect with it. And I can promise you that creating a healthy space to live and work in will solve a lot of the problems that you have, whether at home or at work. It really does. Work on it. Whether you're doing it monthly, whether you're buying or selling or remodeling, whether you're starting a new business or stuck in your current one. So, moving on. You know, our goal here on this planet is to be our best selves in this particular lifetime. And the one thing that I learned from being a medium and working with my dad is that my dad asked me to be a medium because he said, well, I can help you find these people and talk to the dead easier than just going to look for them. And so my clients and I have real conversations with their dead. I don't just tell them what their dead looked like or wore, what their names were, because that just is boring. You already know all that stuff about your dead. But to find out what they're up to now, what they think about their lives, what they want to say, you know, as another chance to say goodbye, that is amazing. And here's the other thing. What my dad really wanted me to do was to help the stuck dead, the dead who have not moved to the afterlife for one reason or another. First, because we all go to our first stop on the afterlife is the road to the afterlife, a place I call the gray zone. And what that place is a place for us to naturally slough off the energies that are connected to our bodies, which are dense, right? And our bodies can't literally go to the afterlife because they're too dense. But what happens to a lot of the dead is once they get to the gray zone, all of their preconceptions about religion and culture jump in, and they think they're in hell because it doesn't look like what they thought heaven was going to look like. And the biggest problem they have is that they don't love themselves. And so they don't just stand up and go to the afterlife. And so sometimes we have to help them. And you can help all of your dead by saying, hey, you're dead. Sorry, you're dead. I love you. Goodbye. When you're ready to go on to the afterlife, find that doorway that appeals to you and go. I talk all about this in my upcoming book on the afterlife. But what I want to tell you about that today is my dad wanted me to be a medium because he told me, he proved to me that I didn't love myself enough. So it was a lesson for me too. And he was right. I didn't even believe in love. It took a dog to make me believe in love. My little dog who came, Alki, who came to teach me about love and then died and came back again as my current dog, Ollie. Because animals are just closer to their souls and their soul life than we are. But my work in the world is to help you help yourself become your best self and to do it easier than I did. So that you can jump in and make the huge contribution to the world that each and every one of you needs to make and must make and wants to make. So find your way to self-love, grow your soul, find ways to make your body strong and healthy, yoga, chiropractic, massage, keep your sense of humor, make mind, body, and spirit work together. So the other things that I talked about on my show, the multiverse. How there are multiple universes out there. There are multiple Earths out there. I've actually been to a multiple Earth, and I would not recommend it, but it wasn't intentional. And I haven't been able to duplicate that experience, thank goodness. I guess I didn't really want to drive into an alternate Seattle. But the multiverse is real. Dragons are real. And they're good guys, not bad guys. And they're amazing beings. And volcanoes and hurricanes are alive. And there's just much more going on in the universe than we're willing to look at. So start looking at it. Start figuring out what that means to you in your daily life. So let me summarize by telling all of you who have contacted me, that, telling me you love my show. I so much appreciate all of you. And I appreciate everyone who's listened. And, of course, Chris and Leonie Buck. And all my advertisers in the past, appreciate all of you helping me be here on the show. It is time for me to leave because it's time for me to start helping people one-on-one and in a group learn to really connect with their intuition and their healing abilities to take that next big step up. It's time to do that. Yes, I've taught webinars. Yes, I've taught workshops. Yes, I've taught in the university system. But I want to do something different. And so in January, in the third week of January, third Monday, I'm starting an online mentoring program, $25 a month or $275 if you pay all up front for a year. And we're going to meet for an hour and a half or so each month online. It'll be recorded. But we're going to work on intuition, work on healing, work on animal communication, work on mediumship, work on making our intuition real at home and at work, work on space clearing. We're going to talk about the multiverse and how to survive in it. We're going to talk about how to become an equal with all life on the planet and not in charge of it. We're going to really grow as intuitives and healers. Helping you step into that skill set here one-on-one online mentoring questions back and forth practice back and forth. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also joining us will be my dad Ray from the afterlife, my dog Murphy from the afterlife, my spiritual team Gray, my planetary guide, my car M, who is also a spirit guide. And when I asked him, like, hello, why did you come back as a car? He said, because in this lifetime, you won't take advice from a man. Very funny, but also true in some ways. So they will be joining us. The dragons will be joining us. My spiritual team and yours. It's going to be an awesome adventure and for very low cost. And so I hope you join us on that. And also next spring, finally, my book on the afterlife will be out. It's called The Afterlife is a Party, What People and Animals Teach Us About Love, Reincarnation, and the Other Side. Controversial but true, lots of stories about people and animals connecting from the afterlife, kind of how I got to where I am, a whole chapter on what my parents were like alive and dead and what they've chosen next, a chapter on animals and reincarnation, a couple of chapters on how energy works and how I know about the stuck dead and what we can do about the stuck dead. Amazing, amazing stories. And also a little ebook coming out, which is four chapters of my book are actual transcribed mediumship sessions, which are amazing, which were freely offered by my clients. One of those will be out as an ebook coming up. But one of the reasons I was letting go of my show is that I'm just not getting to all of the writing projects that I want to get to. So you'll hear from me coming up and hear from me in monthly, weekly Facebook Lives starting them up again in January. But again, I want to thank you all for joining me. Find me at my website, robinfritz.com, personal and business intuition, mediumship, animal communication, space clearing, past life and between life regression, soul progression clearing, energy healing. Thank you for being here on this journey for the past 2.5 years. Catch up with me in other places. Take care. Happy New Year.